here at the 2018 AXFI conference in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and this gentleman next to me flew a long ways to be here. Graham Noble, you came all the way from London. My gosh. And you're with Bank BI,
yes.
And BI stands for Business Intelligence.
It does.
And so give us a quick plug on Bank BI, and then we'll get into what you want to talk about.
So we're all about performance management. As the name suggests, it's banking, business intelligence. Based in the UK, but we have around about 60-70 clients in more than 40 countries. Completely cloud-based. So here in the US, we're deployed in Azure in South Central, which is Texas.
Okay.
A couple of years, this is our third conference, so we've been here 3 years. And we started talking to On Approach about creating a connection between our prepackaged analytics and the data warehouse. Just over a year ago, we signed up 4 of their clients and has now been taking them through an implementation live process. And we've got the first one of those up and running live now. It's an interesting conundrum. Performance in the financial services sector is pretty much the same across credit unions, banks, and microfinance. So we have a single solution that addresses that. But I guess the unique thing is we configure the chart of accounts and the products that a credit union has. So, you know, on one hand, we can have a microfinance business in parts of Africa that's doing $200-$300 loans. And on the other hand, you've got a credit union doing vehicle loans, mortgages, and the like. Fundamentally, the financial analytics is the same. But when you implement it and configure it, then it looks obviously different to the different audience. So the key for us is how do we build that as a single platform and then tailor the output and the analytics for the respective
and markets. Speaking of platforms, you were telling me before the recording, Ron Shevlin's platformification, I could say that. I know. Only Ron could come up with that title.
Yeah.
But that was one of the sessions that really interested you, right?
It does, because I've worked in the financial service sector for nearly 40 years now, either on bank side in the UK or in providing software solutions. Historically, all the core vendors have been very protective of their stacks and very protective of the cores and the data, providing ancillary systems. So there's a big sea change what's happening in the market now through things like PSD2 and open banking initiatives. So, you know, the buzzwords now is open APIs, platformication. But what does that mean? It means if you truly adopt that as a business model, and it is a business model, then you really are opening your core to approved vendors who can interact in a safe way to that core. So what we're seeing now is a huge opportunity for new vendors such as ourselves, independent vendors coming to the market, being able to connect to cores. And so that whole platformification process is creating great opportunity because it's allowing us to address data integration as a platform, as an industry, and then leverage the analytics on the top of that very quickly. So what's interesting is there's a number of different platforms out there, and you know, On Approach could be thought of a platform in its own right because it's a data warehousing platform. It's got its connectivity to the different cores, and they've got the App Store, which allows us to match our selling solution to the credit union's buying needs of that analytics. So they are doing more than just opening the data. They're providing a platform through which the commercial relationship can be cemented as well. And therefore, by being in that platform, you know, you're in effect, you've done a form of vendor due diligence. You've gone through connectivity testing. You know what the PII issues are around security and data and things like that. So great time to be in this business, and it's a lot of change happening. A lot of obviously interest in the analytics, and I think the platformication is just helping drive that and making that achievable for a lot of businesses.
I agree. And the other thing you wanted to talk about is the platformification. Obviously, is so important, but how do they get started? How does a credit union get started with here? Because there's so much on the table.
I see a lot of credit unions here, and you kind of think it must be difficult when you're coming from a relatively modest-sized credit union. How do you invest those dollars in the right way? How do you get started? And I think largely why we built the solution we have, because it's a pre-built solution. So what we're actually saying is this is not a services-led engagement. We're not going to build you a strategy. We're not going to spend a lot of time asking what you want. But if you want a best-of-breed application that we can plug directly into the data and you want to see results straight away and use that as a platform for going forward, it's a great way to get started. Because we're doing that in a software as a service subscription model. There's not a large investment. We're cloud-based, so there's no hardware investment. If you're a M360 user, we've got the data service connected and plug straight in. So we're de-risking it, and we're providing it in a way which is very consumer, very easy to consume, very low risk, but gives you high quality of analytics out of the box. Now, there are many other ways to do it, but that's my pitch, and I think that's all the way we're trying to showcase what we do in a very cost-effective way and a quick way to get started for the credit unions.
I think financial institutions, credit unions in particular, like the word de-risk. So when you say that type of stuff, all right, okay, now we're talking.
Well, and we'll, you know, by having a best-of-breed application, what we have done is we've brought back into the product the learnings we've made through the credit union sales that we have. So the credit union solution we have today, and in fact we have a new release of our software this week, is as a result of implementing it at the credit union. So we're constantly learning. We view our software as a collaborative a team approach. So one credit union like some analytics, then we can build it back into the product, share it as a community across the product. So we have one code base, one set of analytics that's constantly improving. No legacy customers, because it's a SaaS product that moves forward. Everybody is on the same platform. Everybody's data is different and held differently uniquely. Everybody's configuration is obviously unique to them. But as a solution, we're able to make it a common platform, which means it's great for support. It's great for reinvesting development dollars, because we can focus on trying to give that best of breed experience out of the box to everybody, regardless of when you buy it. And I think that's, again, that's a refreshing way to bring software to the market. You know, I spent many years selling data warehousing in a previous life. You know, all the legacy issues, upgrade issues, what version have you got, all those things. So those conversations can completely eliminated, and we can focus on the analytics, which is a great way to be.
How does your global perspective help you in, I don't want to say selling your product, but I mean, because you see things from so many different angles, because you're dealing with folks in so many different countries. How does it help you?
It's interesting. We thought we're a small UK company coming into the US. What we've done is, I think the smart thing we've done is we've aligned with the right domain experts, the right partners, the on approaches of the world. So we respect their knowledge and the relationships they have with the credit unions. What we're then trying to do is build on top of that to really add the value on top of the infrastructure and the foundation that they've built. So we thought we might struggle being a bit different, being British with a British accent, but actually that appears to be quite exotic.
Oh no, I think it's an asset. Use that, or
there's also a perception, maybe a false perception, that because we are international, we do know a lot of things, and that is true to a certain extent. We have clients all across Africa, all across Asia, in Central America. We're seeing, and we do see things from a microfinance, from a credit union, and a bank perspective. And so there's a lot of feedback we get into that process, which allows us to improve the product and take it forward. But as I say, what's intriguing is the same foundation of software can actually work in all those different markets. And so regardless of whether you're, we have World Vision, the biggest children's charity in the world, their microfinance division in 32 countries uses our product. So you're talking about average loans to fairly poor people of maybe $200. And that's the same software that we're using to analyze those loans. Yeah, they have a social performance metric to that, and children impacted, number of women empowered. But then a credit union is community-based. So they too have that social view of the business as well, and how, you know, what they return to the member. So there's very complementary things there, used in different ways in different parts of the world, But actually, it's quite interesting how you can build all that back into one product and provide that analytics as a service to people. So the things we learn on both sides, Roger, I think makes the whole solution.
Yeah, your scalability is all you could. Yeah.
Yes, and again, you know, having as many clients as we do in as many countries is only possible because we are in the cloud and only in the cloud. Therefore, our implementation team sits in the UK, but they're implementing in Zambia or Cambodia or the US. And we can, you know, with these days, with you know, all the different means of communicating and video conferencing and so like, we, you know, and our customers like that because they don't bear travel costs. You know, they get direct access. They can see us. Yeah, we've got one premise if they want us to come out there. But for a lot of our customers, we never ever actually met them, which is an intriguing way to sell,
isn't it?
And service. And in fact, the first customer we sold to was actually a Kenyan startup, microfinance firm. And I bumped into them at a conference in Nairobi, purely by chance. And they'd been customers for 3 years. And you say, well, we'd actually only ever met because we happened to be at the same conference. And yet, they had bought our software using it. And again, you know, we let credit unions try our software, which again is fairly unique. So we'll say, give us some data, we'll map it, and you try it.
Try it before you buy it.
Try it before you buy it, because that allows you to get the confidence and the comfort that we actually can deliver what we say we can deliver. So it's a great way to do business, actually.
Indeed. I think so. I think you're onto something, Graham.
No, I think so. And I think, you know, in a small way, we're making, you know, hopefully we're making a difference.
Indeed. I think you are. Anything else to wrap up? Any other final words of wisdom or
no, I don't think so.
Any insights?
I just want to say it's been a great conference again. You know, so as a third year in a row we've stepped up to be a sponsor this year. And we just, I guess, we're going to compliment on approach and big to the hosters, and they do a good job here.
I have one final question for you. How did you discover this conference? I mean, being from across the pond, as they say, how did you discover it?
You've met Keith, right? And he's our secret weapon, right? So, I mean, this is a guy that, you know, contacts everybody, speaks to everybody, and LinkedIn to the whole world. So somehow we came across on approach as doing what they were doing. Started a conversation, they said come on out, and we did 3 years ago, and you know, now we're a partner, we're in the CU App Store, we have four of their clients, and we believe we have something of value to add on top. So yeah, things are not done overnight, but and I think it's, you know, you've got to have like-minded people who understand the importance of, you know, the relationships and the way to do things and the right way to do business. And you know, we like to think that we're playing our part in supporting the ecosystem and have something. So whenever's the right time for somebody, we're available to, you know, to take them forward.
Great message to end on. Graham, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Well done.